Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show.
Let's get it started in here.
And the bass keeps running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running.
For those of you joining us on video,
and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and
in this context, there's no disrespect. So when I bust my rhyme, you break your neck. We got 5 minutes for it to disconnect from all intellect and let the rhythm affect.
Parental guidance is suggested.
All right. Here we go with another show. Welcome, everybody, to the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show, as it is currently called. I am your host, Billy Bikerson. I am here tonight joined by Daryl, the voice of Insane Reason, Gibbs. And he's not Andy Gibbs.
No. No, I'm not Andy Gibbs. I wish I had his money, though.
How you doing tonight, Daryl?
Man, I'm doing good, brother. I'm glad to be here. Glad to be on Talk Show Radio and on live stream, finally. And I'm glad to be with you, brother.
Very good, very good. All right, so I'm doing that Italian thing again. What? Forget about it. So we got a good show for you. We are making some format changes. We'll get to that in a bit. I know I've been gone from the show for the last 2 weeks, and I was abducted twice. It is the reason for that. And so the first time I was abducted by a corporate softball league, a corporate softball team, I should say. And it was crazy. They abducted me and they made me be their DJ. And so I had to like play music in between the innings and I had to play like walk up music for all the batters. And it was crazy because so their ringleader, this guy named Nick, he like ran over and just had me in like a body chokehold. Okay, he was just like wrapping his arms around me. Yeah, it was nuts. I'm telling you. And then they made me play the music, and then I made the mistake. I played some Smash Mouth. Okay, I played Smash Mouth. I know, party foul. I did it. And this guy this guy named Bob Dub is just like, what the hell? And he's like raising his bat at me. And he's like, you can't be playing Smash Mouth. And then there was this other chick, like this Katie chick. And she's totally gangster. And she's like, put the Metallica on. You know, no, seriously. Shout out to the Chaos softball team. Had a great time out there. Providing some music for them. Of course, their playoff games for 2 weeks in a row were on Thursday nights. And that's why I was gone. I know outwardly it kind of seems like maybe me and Jeremy aren't getting along or something, because we keep playing this little game of tag, like either Jeremy's available or I'm available. And like we never do the show together, but there's nothing like that going on. It's summertime. Our schedules are crazy. We're busy. And for the last few weeks, it's either he's available or I'm available, but it seems like we're never both available at the same time. So that's what's going on there. And then I got abducted. Okay. I got abducted by a group of women bikers. Yeah, I did. I got abducted by a group of women bikers. And they were like forcing me to be their videographer. And so I made video of them and have been putting it out on my pathetic YouTube channel and TikTok. I at least have some followers on TikTok. I think I got like 12,000 now. But put their video out and, had a great time, went to a car show with them. And basically I agreed to help promote an event of theirs that's coming up, which is like their spaghetti dinner. and we negotiated a hostage release. So they basically let me go in exchange for abducting my wife. And so so I've been released. She's been abducted now. I have no shame in any of this, mind you. I have no shame in any of this. And so now she is going to go, and she, like, I don't know, she, like, has to hang out with them for a few days while they go into Wisconsin. I don't know what they're doing. You know, I mean, these girls call themselves the Stilettos. So, you know, if you see a chick that rides her own Harley and she names herself after, like, the most infamous, like, mob fucking bladed weapon out there, you know what? I don't ask questions. I don't mess with them. They're going to take her away for a few days. I'm sure they'll return her safely. I don't know. We'll see. But shout out to the Stilettos. Like I said in my video, they're putting down miles while all the dudes out there with Harley seem to be putting down excuses. So God bless them. So what's going on with you, Daryl? I'm noticing that does not look like a truck in your background there. And I should just throw this out there. We are simulcasting tonight. We are live on Twitter, on Bikerson Digital Media at Bikerson Live. And if you go to that live feed, you can actually see both of us. We are both on the video screen tonight. That's right, me and Daryl. At the last minute, I could not load my intro video that I said I was going to run. Apparently, Restream got rid of it. I don't know. I need to sync up a couple of devices on Restream. One thinks I'm here. The other one thinks I'm not. It's crazy. And, you know, maybe I should spend more time, instead of researching conspiracy theories, maybe I should spend a little bit more time looking at tech forums and learning how to operate all these damn cameras and computers and phones and headsets and everything that you have to link together and have to work at the same time to do one of these damn shows. What do I know? I'm just an old damn trucker. But Daryl, you're not sitting in a truck. I see that you're not sitting in a truck. So what's going on there?
Oh, man. Oh, my girl Barb. Okay, I call my truck Barb. It's acronym for a big-ass red bitch, because I have spent a lot of money on her. You know, I bought this truck out in Ohio, and basically I got ripped off. But, and the good thing is, you know, I'm learning about this truck, so basically I might have a new truck. So this time she went down hard. I was pulling the hill. I had some bacon soda on and taking it over to New Mexico and started going up the hill to Ledman, and going up the hill at 10 miles an hour, and she's getting hot. And when I say hot, not hot, I'm talking about hot like in, okay, turn on the fan and I don't want nothing happening to my engine hot. And my needle was about 215, and I have 700 horses, and I'm going up the hill at 10 miles an hour. So I had to turn. I got, and there's no place to turn around. So I get to Leadville, turn around, I make it home. And so we changed out the turbo, and then we changed out the wiring harness. And then now we did the we're about to do the injectors. Then all of a sudden someone took a look, and we noticed there is pitting on the camshaft and rocker. So we're going to have to replace the camshaft, rocker, along with the injectors, along with, since we got it open, we're going to replace the front seals, replace the clutch bearing on the fan. So hopefully, and the people at MBI, man, they're doing a fabulous job on my truck up in Commerce City. They rock. And hopefully, Barb, she'll be up no later, hopefully Monday, but no later than Wednesday, and I'll be back on the road again. And more likely, the next show we do, I'll probably be in the truck that time. So. Well, you know, week before that, we had to replace all the S-cams, all of them. And, okay, this truck, 23-year-old Peterbilt with 200,000 miles on it. S-cams, those are the original S-cams on that truck. So that costs a chunk of change. We have to change all of them, every last one of them. So now, basically, I have a new truck with zero payments, and it's mine. And I don't have to worry about what's that thing when they call degenning when they take off when they disconnect the def. I forgot what that word is, but I don't have to worry about none of that mess. And me personally, I'd rather have an old truck anyway that I have put money in, and I know everything that's wrong with that truck. Right now, I'm spending money, but in the long run, I'm gonna be saving money. And I'm saving a lot more than a lot of people because there's some people there at that repair shop. They're at $40,000, $40,000 to $50,000.
Wow.
Stuff getting their trucks redone.
Wow.
So,
okay. So
yeah,
I owe a little
people
bit
sit
of
back.
An
they
apology.
Say truckers make a lot of money. Huh?
Right. Yeah. We spend a lot of money too.
I
owe an apology to our radio audience. So okay. So the casualties here of a learning curve. So I'm broadcasting simultaneously over video and over the Blog Talk Radio Network. And while I can be perfectly heard on the video side, I had actually muted my phone while you were talking earlier, and I forgot to unmute it. So, yeah, so our Blog Talk audience just got a big, you know, shot of silence. From me there for a little bit while I was talking. If you watch the video on Twitter, you can hear all the wonderfully witty, you know, funny things I said about the wonderful industry we know as trucking. But So I'm sitting here, and apparently the website has updated, and I haven't updated the software, and so I'm getting all kinds of notices on the computer, like things are highlighted. I don't know. Somehow I was able to at least kind of get the show started. We're having a crazy night here on the radio show. But damn it, you know, I don't want to mess around and not get to the point fast enough here. And here's what I promised the audience. What I promised the audience, what I put out on the link here, is that we're going to talk about aliens, hookers, and racism in America. All right. We're going to talk about aliens, hookers, and racism in America. And, I don't know if you've noticed or not, but, you know, there's one side of the political spectrum out there that's like, hey, we have evidence of, like, all these bribes from these foreign national, you know, enemies of ours, you know, with the president's family. And then you've got the White House. It's just like, I'm sorry, what were you saying, bribes? Oh, did I mention we have aliens? You know.
And bacon.
And bacon. Yeah, right. Yeah, come over here. We have cookies. Chocolate chip, whatever
truck.
You want. Yeah. There's no white macadamia because that would be racist. So the whole alien thing, like this was like a big hearing in Congress the other day. And now all of a sudden we're talking about aliens again. And so we've got like just like a dude that testifies that alien ships have crashed to the earth. We have recovered them. They are not human technology. And he also basically testified that, how did he put it? He called it biologics. We have recovered biologics. And he was referring to a pilot. The question was pilots of these ships, and he did say biologics, which is there's one meme that's flying around, which is hilarious, that says, UFO biologics, and it shows an ant on a leaf that's flying a UFO. It's like, what the hell are you saying, dude? Like, did you recover an alien body or not? Like, just shoot straight with us here. And, he's more or less testifying before Congress under oath on live TV that UFOs have crashed. We've recovered UFOs. there's been testimony that, yes, we do have a reverse engineering program for alien technology that finds its way to Earth. And pretty much he's saying that, and we've also recovered he didn't say the bodies like they were dead. He's just biologic. We've recovered the pilots, whether they were alive or whether they weren't. And the sad thing is, and you know this is how you know it's the 2020s. A few years ago, if the government would have went on national television and said, aliens are here, we've recovered them, we've got their ships, they're flying all around, they're hovering over our military bases, like, people would have fucking freaked. I'm sorry, excuse my F word, my F bomb here. But people would have freaked, right? They would have freaked out, right? And after all the shit we've been through in the last 3 years, in 2023, they're like, yes, we have aliens, we have alien spaceships, and they have been flying around on military bases, and everybody's just like, huh, all right, whatever. Hey, which episode of Naked and Afraid is on tonight? You know, like nobody gives a damn at this point. Like, they've thrown so much shit at us, everybody's just kind of like, whatever. You know, but I don't know what, and of course, and I'm going to use this as a segue to talk about the show that Daryl and I have coming up. But Daryl, what is your thought on all this alien stuff? I mean, you're a military guy, so I mean, I don't know. You can't say what kind of security clearance you have, but bestow your military knowledge upon us.
Okay, one thing I'm going to say, you don't see any Negroes saying anything about this yet. He was like, aliens, whatever. He's not giving me anything, so, you know. But he,
you know you're wrong, Daryl. You're just wrong.
Somebody got to be. Might as well be me. I'm 50-50 on this alien stuff. There's footage that shows, you know, that we have military aircraft have ran into aliens. They've shown that commercial aircraft have ran into aliens. When you have someone that comes on and start using stupid words for this, it kind of dumbs it down a little bit. I mean, I'm looking at the point of, if it's really serious, then why can't they just say, hey, you know what, we got some aliens people, we got some alien things that's going on here. We have a couple of their ships. We have a alien pilot. You know, we're looking into this. Details later. And then just start being truthful about it. It just seems like they're doing this thing in a matter where it's like, hey, we got your attention because we're trying to get your attention away from something else. And there you go.
Right.
Because you'll hear, because it's a cycle. You hear all this stuff, then all of a sudden, when whatever's going on, all of a sudden it dies off. You don't hear anything, except for if you have your TV channels that you can look at Ghostbusters and all this, on some of the stuff that does talk about sighting of aliens. Now, me personally, I haven't seen it. I've been in, you know, me driving a truck and everywhere that I've been to, and even in the middle of the Dagon desert, I never seen an alien ship. So right now, until I physically see one, I'm going to say no. You know, but, you know, like I said, there's documentaries that does show we have aliens that are here. If we do, I wish they come get the dumb people and get rid of them, so that way we can have a decent Earth here. That's my opinion.
Well, here's my question. If we have aliens on Earth right now, actual extraterrestrials, calm down, Trump supporters. I'm not talking about the border jumpers here. I'm talking about actual extraterrestrial aliens. All right.
You going to hell.
So if we have them here, I have two requests. Number one, can we form a new political party with you guys? Because obviously you're way more advanced than we are. And number two, can you go ahead and beam up all 535 people that you left here back in D.C.? back up to the mothership because we're done with them. You need to go ahead and replace them. We're done with all of them. And if you're new to the show, okay, I know I put out a couple of conflicting tweets earlier today. You know, one of them was basically, well, with all the stories of, you know, alien cover-ups, I'm just wondering, are the aliens going to testify against the Bidens too? Like, do they have to? I don't know, you know. But and of course, everybody would look at that tweet and think, oh, this guy's a Trump card, you know, obviously, because he hates Biden, you know. But then I went back and I said, okay, I put out another tweet. I said, in case you missed it, yesterday, for exactly 19 seconds, Mitch McConnell was completely honest. And, of course, anybody that sees that tweet, they're going to think, oh, he's a Republican hater, you know. Oh, he's a libtard. You know? So, Daryl, for those of you that can't see the live feed, was recreating the 19 seconds of Mitch McConnell's honesty yesterday.
I got to take off my hat.
Put your hat back on. Damn it, man.
Blinded by the light. Messed up.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, so I'm sitting here. Okay, so the government's been saying, you know, for 75 years now, since Roswell, they've been telling us that there's no such thing as aliens. There's no such thing as UFOs. And basically, the only people that really believe that are crazy meth heads that live in trailer parks in New Mexico. And so now, all of a sudden, there's all this scandal breaking loose, and they're just like, yeah, no, man, there's an alien in my closet, you know? Yeah, there's just all of a sudden, they're throwing all this alien UFO stuff out there, and it seems like a distraction. And this is why I say this is a segue into the little project that Daryl and I have coming up, which is we're going to put together our own show, just the two of us. And
that's scary.
The name of that is Distracted. Okay, that's the name. The name of the show, Distracted. And we are going to talk about, of course, we'll touch on the hot button topics of the day. But one of our taglines is going to be all the news that isn't news for some reason. And we're going to talk about all those things that are going on in the background that should be all over mainstream media headlines, but for some reason isn't, because, yeah, I mean, we're talking about things that are going on right now, especially with the Biden, that is like way bigger than anything Richard Nixon was doing with Watergate. I mean, they're really making Watergate look like amateur hour. And it's like not a peep about it, really. Fox talks about it a little bit. Fox is like controlled opposition, though. They're owned by the same media conglomerates that own everybody else. And, and so that's kind of what our show's going to be. And, the cool thing is we are going to be doing that as a video podcast as well as an internet radio show, you know. So we're still going to be broadcasting over Blog Talk Radio. We will still have the ability, you know, to take guest callers and all that good stuff. As soon as I get my stupid issue figured out, patching the audio from Blog Talk over to the other website. Okay, Daryl's making me laugh. If you're not watching the video, you know what? Daryl's over here. He's trying to make me laugh, and he's doing a pretty damn good job of it. But as far as distractions go, Daryl's very good at distracting. So there's that. And so, of course, there you go. There's the alien portion of our show tonight. And the other other thing we're going to talk about, and by the way, we are going through some changes. You know, the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show is 1 hour now. We were doing 2 hours. We're doing 1 hour now. Jeremy is doing a show on Tuesday nights with Travis Bull Johnson out of Minnesota called The Constitutionalist. And Daryl's going to be launching his own show here in the near future. I don't know what – do you have a name for that show yet, Daryl? Okay, did you turn your mic off, Daryl? Or are you muted on the phone? Because all of a sudden I can't hear you at all.
Daggone it. I was muted on the phone.
No.
All right, how's that?
See, you did the same thing I did.
I just did the same thing you did.
Jumping between two screens and two different recording devices, yeah.
I don't know yet. Right now, I don't know the name of the show yet. I was thinking The Truth, but then I know me. I got to think of something different. I'm going to take suggestions from folks about it. But, yeah, I like that. I like the name of our show. It's going to be called The Distracted. I like that. So I got to think of something that's a little catchy and that fits my outgoing, don't care about your damn feelings, just tell you the truth like it is attitude. So
right,
I don't know. I'll figure it out. But, yeah, when that time comes, I'll be like, okay, stay tuned. And I hope you come with seatbelts because, woo, it's going to be a hell of a ride, heck of a ride. I got to quit this.
Hold on.
Hey, and I want to tell everybody too, for everyone that's been listening to us, and you know, there's times when you miss where we weren't on the air. I like to, you know, me, Chris, Jamie, and can we all apologize for that? Sometimes we get some things that are going on, and at the last minute, either some technical issues that are happening, or we all just happen to be in areas where we just can't get through, or just life. It's called life. It happens. So I want to apologize to you guys. We want to apologize to you guys for, you know, and, you know, we didn't put in there that we weren't going to be on there until it's kind of too late or we just didn't get a chance to do that. And then y'all listen like, where are you? Like,
right.
And so there you go. But we're going to get better at this. And you know what? Just, we're here. We're not going anywhere. So there you go. So stay tuned.
Yeah, yeah. No, all four of us are going to be around. And I know, and for those that aren't aware, Jeremy changed the name of the network broadcast over to. Yeah, the Patriot Network. And he says he's going to be changing the name of this show as well. Mainly because the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show is just too damn many words in 2023. It's too long of a name. He wants something simpler, you know, shorter, more to the point, something that people can remember. Because I have to, whenever I try to tell somebody about the radio show and I tell them, oh yeah, just Google the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show. They're like, hold on, the dis what? Discounted who? You know. So we need something simpler. I know Jeremy hasn't come up with a name yet, but we're gonna be changing the name of this show, and yeah. The four of us clowns will still be doing it. You may only get two of us at a time. You might get three of us. You might get four of us at a time. But we're going to continue this show. And for those of you that know Stephen Meyer, I think he is a part of – I think he belongs to Truckers for Christ. I know he's definitely a Christian guy. He's going to be doing a show on the network as well. And we're basically looking to fill up a bunch of different days and time slots on the network with different shows, just so we can kind of keep the web traffic going. We have this crazy idea that maybe one of these days we might actually get this network big enough that, that maybe some advertising dollars will start coming in. Because, you know, right now we're 86 episodes into this little project of ours. And, well, we haven't made a dime yet. And, in fact, we've actually spent money on advertising and but haven't received any advertising revenue. You know, don't take any business advice from any of us because, you know. I can only hope this show really takes off in the future and we actually make some money. But, you know, it's hard these days because nobody's watching cable anymore. Everybody is flocking to, you know, podcasts, video podcasts especially. And, you know, obviously there's some really big fish in that pond to compete against. You know, everybody's watching the Joe Rogan Experience and, you know, and Tim Pool. And then you have, guys like, what's his name? Who's that ultra-liberal Keith something? I can't think of him, you know. But, yeah, there's lots of former TV personalities out there doing shows, you know. But there's also lots of people that would be completely unheard of if it weren't for these types of platforms that are doing well. So, exactly. But, you know, like, you know, people that are listening to these two dumb truckers right now, you know, if it weren't for these modern social media platforms and websites, you know, just think how horrible that would be. You wouldn't be able to sit here and listen to us. You know?
Don't make me get on a pole. Don't make me do a pole dance so we can get somebody to do our show.
There you go. You know what? Speaking, it would be.
On center pole,
know,
number
so,
five,
Clark
Negro.
Speaking of pole dancing, that brings us into the hooker segment of our show. I mean, what show is complete without a hooker segment, right? You know. So amongst these, I don't know, you know, a lot of people, of course, the media considers Marjorie Taylor Greene to be just a complete mental case. And I'll concede, you know, to a certain degree, she is a bit of a mental case. But what they're upset about, their heads are exploding right now because she went before a congressional hearing. And she has blown up screenshots of Hunter Biden's laptop video. So she's sitting there in Congress holding up these pictures for everybody, and it's pictures of Hunter getting it on with hookers, right?
Who's
okay.
Your daddy?
And don't say the big guy.
ice cream truck.
And here's the thing. The reason she did that is because most people have no idea, like, what kind of content is actually on that stupid laptop. Now, I've been out of touch with them for a while because of...
Out of touch with Hunter?
No, out of touch with the intelligence community.
Oh.
And okay. I'm just not intelligent enough anymore. No. let's just say I was in contact with several people from the intelligence community. And way back in 2019, I was actually seeing things from the Hunter Biden laptop that were not making it public. Yeah, there's some crazy stuff on there. There's one picture in particular that I remember, and this is probably going to get my ticket punched. This one's probably going to get federal agents showing up at my door for talking about this. But there's actually one picture I recall on his laptop where he has his soldier standing at attention right next to a tape measure. Yeah, he was pretty proud of it. He took a picture of his soldier right next to a tape measure.
Go ahead and show up at his apartment. We'll do this in about 5 minutes. When he's done, knock in the door and let's handle business.
Right.
I know, go
right
ahead,
exactly.
You didn't hear that.
Yeah. All of a sudden, there's going to be a federal felony drunken disorderly charge. But yeah. So he apparently, and this all came through their investigation when they were looking at all of the financial transactions, the emails, text messages, et cetera, phone calls. He apparently hired a hooker out of Los Angeles, okay, and actually bought her a plane ticket and flew her out to D.C., okay?
Okay.
Then he went and did the deed that was paid for, right? And got video of it while he had her there.
Hmm.
Okay. Which apparently he also went and posted to some porn sites. Yeah. For real. I mean.
Okay. Are you really surprised with that?
I mean, I'm not. You know.
You know, I mean, because you got the escort service, you know, he probably, you know, he paid a bunch of money to have that girl from point A to point B, to have her on her arm, do what he wanted to do whenever he wants, and then send her back. You know, he got all that money, and we all know that he's a trashy SOB anyway. You look at his videos, and, he's just a spoiled kid that their parents didn't do any – see, the parents didn't do any discipline on him. They just let him do whatever he wanted. And you see how he is. He didn't earn anything, nothing. They just gave it to him. So here you go. You know what?
Here you go, son. Here, have some money for your crack cocaine and get some hookers while you're at it. If you can, get some for the big guy. But,
right.
I mean, it's not – I mean, that's why I think there's a lot of mess that's going on with Ukraine, China, and Russia. Because let's just put
it. Did you say mess or meth?
Both. Both. It's Hunter Biden. Meth. He probably has everything. It wouldn't surprise me he had gerbils and cats with him. So there you go. You know, but, you know they set him up. I know I'm going to hell. Lord help me.
Oh, man.
But anyway, you know they have. Oh, that's a nice mug. You know they have. You know they have video on this kid, on doing a bunch of craziness. He's always drunk. He's always high. He's with hookers. You know they got video of him in these rooms. They set him up and said, and you know they have pictures. Look at him and say, okay, you know what? We got your kid on video, and we're going ahead. And if you don't, you know, let us, you know, kind of do what we want, like have a police station in the United States, a couple of them, and let us go ahead and start buying land in the United States next to our damn air bases and some farmland so we can go ahead and destroy them and make it seem like it's a mystery fire. You know what? If you don't help us, you know, play ball with us, then we're just going to go ahead and start letting people know that your kid, he's a nasty, no good, perverted drunk and a drug addict.
Well, we can't do that.
And so, you know, Joe Biden is petting him on the back with some ice cream and said, you know what, we have to play ball, and that's what's going on. And I know we got some people out there, they're going to say, oh, well, that doesn't happen. Yes, it does. Because you're going to tell me that, you know, we got ordinary people that get blackmailed all the time, and they're poor. They ain't rich. They're poor. They got less money than I do, and I don't have that much money. You got people getting framed with food stamps. So you tell me that people with food stamps and people like me that don't want to have any money, that we can get blackmailed, which I haven't, buddy, because I don't have enough money to get blackmailed. But you're going to tell me that Hunter Biden, the way that he is, the crap that he goes through, he gets positions on where you make a ton of money and you have no idea what you're doing. Zero. You're going to tell me that no one has taken advantage of that? If you think that, then, oh, my God, you know what? I need to open up your eyes or buy you a V8, do something, because you so closed off to the world.
Mm-hmm. Now, in his defense, in Hunter's defense,
he has one?
He probably has snorted enough rails to be an energy expert. Let's just be honest.
Like Sonic the Hedgehog. He's hitting ring.
And I have to put this out there. We do have, if you are joining us tonight over the Blog Talk Radio website, we do have a chat applet feature that's on there. And one of our regulars on the chat applet bringing it. I'm seeing your comment there. It says the hooker was corn popped granddaughter just to make the big guy happy. our listeners have jokes too. So yeah, if you are joining us on the website, take a look right next to episode info. There's a little tab that says chat, and you can actually send a comment over to us. And I do make a habit of now of trying to check that so I can kind of incorporate some of our audience's comments into the show here. So where are we now? We went from aliens to hookers. Aliens to hookers. I think we're still kind of technically on the hooker portion. We're still in the hooker portion of the show.
Make it rain.
So they're saying that this violated what they call the Mann Act. Go figure. Leave it up. Leave it up to our elected officials in Congress to enact some sort of legislation involving hookers and call it the Mann Act. anyway, I'm just going to leave that alone. If Matt Walsh was here, he would say, what is a man?
What is a man,
Daryl? What is a man?
What does a man? A man is a man that stood up and he has a penis, scrotum, and he has what you call, what God gave him, it's called an Adam's apple. And also a man can go ahead and produce, but that cannot have a baby, because that was not our purpose. We were made to deposit. Not to kick out. There you go. I can go into other things with
all
the man,
right.
But that'll be describing masculinity, which is opposite of toxicity. I can't even say toxicity. Toxic masculinity. See, you can't
toxic
even say that together. It doesn't even belong together. So, you know, you got this gay guy that came up with that crap, and I was like, you know what? You're gay. You don't know nothing about being manly, so stop it. You don't know about masculine. Did I piss some people off right now? Okay, I did.
Oh,
but,
probably.
Yeah, that's just
I'm sure we've
that's
upset
just
all culture people.
Okay. But masculine, I mean, you know what? I'm a masculine man. You're a masculine man. Masculine men, we protect things. We get out here. We go to work. I'm proud to be a masculine man. I go up here and I try to get fit, but I'm a little fat right now, but I'm working on it. I get up and work. I don't sit up here and sit on the couch. You know what? I protect my family. I love my kids. You know, I handle business. I love being a man. You know what? And one thing I will say this. You know what? I don't have to go through those things you women have to. No. Y'all hot flashes, menstrual thingies, and bleeding forever, and you're not eating. No. Mm-mm. No, for 7 days, bleeding? Uh-uh. No, men don't do that. No. I'm glad to be a man. No, y'all can have that. And me personally, okay, I know we're not supposed to, you know, but I'm going to say this real quick. I think for men who want to be women, that they should have, it should automatically be inserted them, that they get cramps. I don't know how they're going to bleed, but they should bleed, and they should go through everything that women go through. And especially cramps, the way women have been telling me how these cramps are, Yeah, okay. You be a man and go through those cramps. Go right ahead. And then after you get to have those cramps, tell me you still want to be a woman, because you'll be like, oh, hell no. No, we're done. We're done. I love being
a
man.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, yeah. Just deflate these things on my chest and take me back. I'm done. Oh, man. All right. I, you know what? I think we've completed the hooker portion of the show now. So we've got through aliens and hookers, and we've talked about our distracted project we have coming up and all the changes that are going to be made to the show. And so now we get to talk about racism in America. And I know Daryl wants to say something about this, and I have to say, one thing that's happened recently, and I'm sure you've heard about it or seen a headline or two, country music star Jason Aldean, he really exposed the systemic racism that's going on in this country because of his song, what we discovered is that anytime you mention crime, white liberals automatically assume you're talking about black people.
Oh. What the?
Am I wrong?
Yeah. Man, they make it seem like we're the main people of doing crime. And my thing is with these white liberals all together, because y'all just crazy anyway. You know, blacks... I don't even say black, Negroes or brown folks, because I'm not going to get into technical things, because if I really want to get technical, I'm the color of coffee. Coffee is what? Brown. You know, this is black, mustache, black. You notice I'm lighter than my mustache, so therefore I am brown and proud of it. But anyway, they say that we're a majority of it. I kind of have hard to believe when we're 13.6% of the population in the United States. Now, you're going to tell me that all 13.6 is involved in crime. No, we're not. So divide that in half. All right, that gives you that 6.8. So you're going to say half of us is going to be involved, that we're involved in crime, which we know that's a bunch of BS. So you divide that in half. Let's say we got with 3.4. Okay, that's reasonable right there. So 3.4 of us is in crime. All right. The media is trying to tell you that with 3.4 of us, they're killing us. Number one, there's more white folks getting killed than black folks. That's already proved it. You go to Statista.com for 2023. So far, 494 white folks been killed by police. 258 brown or Negroes being killed by police. And then Hispanic is even lower. So you tell me what's going on. The media is fooling y'all. And these liberals, they're definitely fooling you, gaslighting, whatever the hell that's supposed to mean. They're just messing y'all up. You know, and I'm trying to see how it is that we're going to start opening up our minds and our eyes to see what's going on with this, because this is BS. And, you know, with that in mind, you look at the lyrics that Aldean said, all right? None of his lyrics ever mentioned anything about lynching. So I don't know who these people that came up with that. I think a lot of people are pissed off. Yeah, well, okay, but here's the history with the courthouse. Because you got these ignorant people from The View. Yeah, you heard me. I call them ignorant. So, yeah, Whoopi Goldberg with the hair all over the place and that light-skinned assistant. Learn your history because you're ignorant. That courthouse, all right, that was – here's the story, and I'll try to make this quick. There's a young man named Henry. I forgot his last name. It's kind of French. But he was up there working the road crew. He decided to go see his grandfather. A white girl said a black man attacked her, and so the sheriff got out the bloodhounds. Bloodhounds went and tracked him down. They put him in a jail, not the courthouse. They put him in jail. So they're in that jail. The wife of the sheriff knew that there's going to be a mob that's going to come there and get this boy. All right, so she talks to the cook in the jail, tells her to inform him, and maybe cook some for him and talk to him. And, you know, the brother, he's like, no, I'm standing up here, and he stood proud. So they come in. Now, remember, this is a white woman because she's the sheriff. She's the wife of the sheriff. She hid the keys. They came in, knocked on the door. Some dude had a hammer, finally, you know, busted the door, and then presented some dynamite, which is going to scare the crack out. She don't want to die. And so they, you know, she has to give them the keys. They go into the jail. The person with the hammer hits kid over the head, kills him instantly. They drag him out to the pickup truck, all, you know, drove him through the lot, down the road to the courthouse, which he's already dead, to the courthouse, and then they hung him from the second story. Now, my thing is this: that's the same courthouse that was by that show Hannah Montana. Where in the hell were you guys
right.
talking about it then? I don't hear you. Now, I think a lot of people are pissed off because this man, which I'm glad he did, and you better not take it off the damn video, so I hope you hear me, that they've shown the things that happened with Black Lives Matter. You know, spitting in the police, spitting in the policeman's face. Yeah, and Antifa, those little weak bastards. You know, and showing people carjacking, tearing up their own homes. Now, I'm telling you right now, you will not be able to do that in a small town. Small town folks, they're not going to play that mess.
No.
I know that because I used to live in a small town. I'm from a small town. They don't play. You know, when they said they take care of their own, and I know some of you, I'm not going to say it. I know some of you misguided people, you're going to say, well, they're talking about taking care of their white folks. No, they're talking about taking care of their community,
no.
their people.
Yes.
That's what they're talking about. Because I'll tell you what, if you walk into one of these people's houses, and a lot of them, they leave their doors unlocked, I will guarantee you, you will not be walking out. You spit in a police officer's face out there in the country, you think they're going to sit there and go like this? No, it ain't going to happen. You know, when these people, when people get in trouble, the town, everybody, they help each other. Farmers, they help each other. Doesn't care if you're black, if you're Latino, if you're an alien, if you're pink. They don't care. When it comes down to it, they help each other, and that's what he's trying to say. But you have these ignorant people that are trying to make it seem like it's pre-lynching. But it's funny, all these people that are saying that, they're turning around. How come they don't turn around and talk about our rappers that's talking about killing our own people? They're talking about black women like they're sheep and worse than that. You know. My sisters, they're talked about worse than anything. But yet we have our own people sitting there talking about killing ourselves, beating up our women, calling them hoes, cunts, sluts, and all that, degrading them, let them dress like, you know, let them dress like, well, hoochie mamas. But yet we don't say anything, but these are the same people who got the nerve to go ahead and try to make an accusation, and they don't even know the history. You know what? I don't judge people by their colors. I judge people whether you're for real or you're fake. And the NAACP
by the content
and all them,
of their character?
Fake. Yeah, by the content of their character. I don't care about their skin color. I go into all these country towns. You know what? They say hi to me. Why? Because I'm respectful, and I say hi back. And there's times we hold conversations. And I asked a couple of them about what they think about what's going on. They said it ain't going to happen here, which I believe it's not going to. You know, country folks are just—we're just different people. And the way I say it, we, because I lived in the country and I also lived in the city, so it's two different mentalities. But the thing is you got these same yahoos are saying that this song is prejudice or it's pre-lynching, which is not. But then they turn around, they don't say a word about blacks killing blacks or color folks killing color folks in record amounts. They don't care about, you know, black brown folks, black folks, Negroes, that we don't have the family structure anymore. We have more black men in the family when we were slaves than we do now. 75% of the women now, they're single mothers. Do we hear them talking about that? No, we don't hear them talking about that. Do we hear them talking about, hey, you know what, like, okay, let's use BLM for instance, which gone bankrupt because they said that we don't believe in corporations. And what did they do? As soon as they got enough money, they got incorporated. But you notice they did not give back. Did they show anybody when they got all those properties, did they hold a class to poor people of color and said, hey, you know what, we're going to show you how to do property. So instead of skip that car, we're going to show you to get a property, because when you get property, you have this thing called equity. And in the long run, that's a heck of a lot better than that car. But did they do that? No, they don't. you know what? And you have all these organizations that says, well, you know, they're against the NAC, the NAACP said they're get, you know, against this song, but they don't lift a finger unless you got some money to help these poor folks and help them get along and get higher up. Instead of sitting back and, you know, hate, you know, we talk about us more than anything. But then you got a white man that sits up there and he didn't mention anything except for taking care of his own and saying that crap that goes on in the cities, especially the Democratic cities, is not going to happen here in the small town. And then all of a sudden it turned into a pre-lynching song. But then you're okay that you call women bitches and hoes, sluts and cunts, and then you it's okay for us to kill each other off and live like crap. And you're okay with that. Now you're something's wrong with you. You're misguided, and that's how I
absolutely.
Feel about it.
You know, they one little forgotten piece of American history. You know, prior to the American Revolution, you know, it didn't just happen overnight. There were tensions that were building over several years, over a decade. And one of the very first armed skirmishes that involved an exchange of gunfire actually occurred. There was a second one that occurred shortly thereafter. Was after a man by the name of Crispus Attucks was shot and killed by British soldiers. And Crispus Attucks, go ahead, you can look this up if you didn't cover this in history. I remember learning. I know we supposedly didn't learn anything in school, you know, back in the Gen X time period, but I remember learning about Crispus Attucks, you know, back in like the fourth grade or maybe it was the fifth. Crispus Attucks was actually a free black man. And when he was shot and killed by the British soldier during a protest, the rest of his community was enraged. And by the community, I'm not talking about the black community.
Yep.
I'm talking about the people amongst who he lived.
Yes.
And most of them were actually white. And that led to, you know, yet another violent protest against the British that also turned bloody. So this whole idea, what they're teaching these days, is, you know, that everything in America was rooted in black hatred.
Not true.
It's just not. It's not correct. And I'm not going to defend. There was a lot of wrong things that happened. Between whites and blacks in this country, yes, there was some systemic racism. There was institutional racism for a long time, but that there's a lot of history we're not talking about. You know,
yeah.
They say the American flag is racist, and they completely discount the fact that Betsy Ross, who designed the flag, was a staunch abolitionist. You know, I forget his name right here. I didn't get the chance to research it right before the show, so I don't remember his name. But one of the founding fathers who actually wrote the opening lines of the Declaration of Independence, which included the line that all men are created equal, he was also a staunch abolitionist. He knew what he was doing. They were creating a framework that was going to end slavery by the legal wording that they included in the founding documents, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. And yeah, they knew what they were doing. And so, no, this country is not rooted in racism. If you've ever listened to historian Thomas Sowell or Sowell, however you say it, you know, he talks at length about all this, about how, you know, slavery was not something that was invented in America. In fact, America was one of the first nations to put an end to it globally. And the fact that slavery was not originally rooted in any sort of race issues, it was about basically who was in power and who wasn't. And it was only... it was only after the world learned how to move things over the oceans by ship to other continents that it became an issue where there were other races involved. But that's a whole nother episode. We have actually,
yep,
believe it or not, Darryl, we have actually reached the end of the show already. So I know we're used to doing these 2-hour segments, and these 1 hours are kind of hard to get used to. When we do Distracted, we're going to go back to a 2-hour format. I think the 2-hour kind of is what works best. I know we didn't get time to get to any callers tonight, so be patient with us. We're kind of learning how to rework things here as we navigate the changes that we need. We kind of need to get some numbers up. As always, thank you to our audience. I know we have a lot of dedicated listeners out there. You guys are awesome. And thank you for being here with us tonight. But we're going to go ahead and wrap this up for tonight. And we look forward to seeing you at the next one, Darryl.
Heck yeah. Yeah, hey, man, you know what? It was fun being on here. I wanted to quote something from Malcolm X, but I don't think we're going to have enough time to, so I'll do that the next time. But you know what? I am blessed that you and I were able to come up here on the show, and we got the video, and people, they can now see us. And I'm looking forward to doing a lot more of these because I think this is fun, and I hope everybody – and this is – we are like this. He's a little calm right now. Just don't let it fool you. That man gets out – he's crazy, okay?
I
met him.
You know what? Pre-show, when I can't get technology to cooperate with me, I'm a little frantic and a little pissed off.
He is. But you know what? Hey. We're looking forward to this. This is going to be awesome. And then, like you said, he and I, we're going to have a show together. And this is how we're going to do it. It's going to be crazy. There's going to be times now. I'm going to tell y'all right now. There's going to be times I'm going to be in the truck. So I've got to figure out how to do a GoPro or something because there's times I got to be pushing that load. But you know what? I want to be on the air with Chris because, you know, you guys are expecting us to be there. We will be there. Rain, shine, and whatever. But until then, God bless, and I love you. Chris, man, I'm glad you got this together. This is crazy.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that wraps up episode number 86. We will talk to all of you next week, flying a different
bye
banner.
Bye.
Not sure what our new name is going to be on this. Spotify. You can always check out our episodes on Spotify.
There you go.
Yes,
we
usually have them. Radio Kim up in Canada usually loads our episodes up to Spotify the following day. If you want to see the live video of this broadcast, of course, just go to Bikerson Digital Media at Bikerson Live on Twitter. That's the only place we're broadcasting currently, but we're going to be wrapping that up. We're going to be extending that out. We're going to be broadcasting over multiple platforms. So stay tuned for some great things. And Darryl is once again doing his impersonation of Mitch McConnell's honesty. All right. Good night, everybody. We'll catch you.
Good night, everybody. Catch y'all later.